The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now, as the GAA season hits full swing here at home, we're turning our attention abroad, specifically to France, where one of Europe's oldest GAA clubs is celebrating a major milestone. Paris Gaels GAA marks its 30-year anniversary, and the impact they've had on spreading Gaelic games far beyond Ireland's shore has been quite extraordinary. To tell us more, off the ball's Oisin Coyne. Oisin, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat. I suppose your listeners might be familiar with some of the GAA abroad. We had New York popping up this year, winning the Laurie Mar Cup, but people kind of don't really see what's going on closer to us here in Europe. There's so much going on, and Paris are kind of at the forefront of it. They do have quite a unique story. So it kind of started in the 90s. Much of the club's early activity was kind of coordinated from the Irish College in Paris, which is closed now. In the summer of 1993, in the Champagne region of France, a sports day was organised between Irish residents in Paris and the Luxembourg Irish Association. Now, Pat, Luxembourg are actually the oldest European GAA team, formed in 1979, so they've been around quite a while as well. But for Paris, the kind of mix of people involved, it was students, it was teachers, embassy staff, those working for the Irish Trade Board, even some airlines. And one of the founding members, actually, Anne Delaney, kind of describes how it all went down. She said, well, after Mass was over, they used to jump onto the metro to Vincennes, while one of the players also had a car. He used to pick up the gear, the footballs and the jerseys at Connolly's Corner, the Irish pub in Paris, and they used to meet them out there for a kickabout. So it was kind of common for most of these clubs, and it still is, for them to pick up players in the Irish pubs as well. So they kind of formed the team in 94. They were officially affiliated with the GAA in 95 and are the fourth oldest club on the continent. Now, it is a funny story in itself how they formed. And last week I was over in Paris and I spoke to the club's chairperson, Tom Dutail, and he tells us more about it.
What is very funny is that we know that Gaelic sport has been played in France since lots of time, in 18th century by the Irish Brigade. We know that in Paris we had camps of hurling. We have picture of 1914, but the real club started so in 1995 with Irish community in Paris. Just after the Mass, they were all going in a car and just drive to a pitch and were playing football, earning. And so they started to play, to have fun together. That's how they started to make a club.
So what about the first official matches? I mean, you can have a kickabout after Mass, that's one thing. But what about the first official matches?
Yeah, so the Paris Gaels' first official match was actually a hurling game in May 1994. And this was against Den Haag GAA. A Dutch team played in La Courneuve, just outside Paris. And then the Gaels won that match as well, a special moment for the club. After that, they hit the road then in October 94. They travelled to Brussels to play against the Brussels GAA team. That was also the first time they wore their own jerseys. Now, they've got a navy blue strip, and it's funny, the badge actually really reflects the city. It's two hurls kind of leaning up against each other, and it looks like the Eiffel Tower. It's quite brilliant. But it was a special trip for them to get over there as well. And the ladies team as well, they played their first friendly match on that occasion. So it was a big time in 94 for them.
How big is the club now?
Yeah, it's grown massively beyond its Irish roots. In 2025, they have around 110 registered adult players competing across all five codes. So you've got the men's and ladies football, the hurling, camogie, and they've even got handball, Pat. So roughly about 30% of the players are women, and a remarkable nearly 70% of them aren't Irish. Now, a lot of them are French, others are from outside of France and Ireland as well, which is brilliant. But it's not just recreational. The Paris Gaels are competing at a really high level. They're travelling thousands of kilometres each year to take part in the tournaments on the continent as well. The hurling and camogie squads alone clocked over 8,000 kilometres last season trying to get to these matches. But I suppose the draw isn't about the trophies or the bragging rights in the local parish. It's all about kind of community for them over there. And here's what some of the Paris Gaels players had to say about their experience with Gaelic games.
I love the people. It's a good opportunity to make friends with another culture. Yeah, it's a good feeling to play Gaelic football.
We're a small family, so you're going to find somewhere to drop by and meet new friends. It's a very, very good sport. You work everything, got a quick decision, you run all the time. You play with hand, with foot, you have to do lots of things. You meet people from Ireland and from many, many, many places in the world, and it's very modern in this way for us.
Well, myself, I would like to play as long as I can, but I'm 40.
He's 40, yeah, there's still plenty of time. Now, the ladies' team in Paris made headlines recently as well.
They did. The Paris Scales ladies' team, yes, they played a combined side with the Bordeaux team, named as Paris Birdie. They became the first French team ever to reach the quarterfinals of the All-Ireland Junior Ladies Club Championship last year. They knocked out the All-Britain champions, so before they come back to Ireland, they've played the Britain champions, and it was Wandsworth Gales this time. They played them in London, an incredible upset, they beat them, and then they went on to play Cooleira Strandhill from Sligo in the quarterfinals. That took place in the Netherlands. They lost, unfortunately, on that day, but it was, I suppose, the most significant thing about them getting this far, Pat, is that there's only two full 15-a-side pitches on the entire continent. One is in Maastricht, where they played, and the other one is in Rennes in France. So they're used to playing kind of 9-a-side, 11-a-side games. So then they go back and they play against an Irish team who are used to playing on normal pitches. So it's a completely different ball game altogether for them. But 8 of the starting 15 were French-born. Most had only picked up a Gaelic football in adulthood as well, which was kind of remarkable too when you think about the Irish people playing from when they're kids. And I suppose one of the key players in that team as well was Maud Pradala. She's also the Paris Gaels secretary and camogie officer. She was part of that historic campaign.
Amazing experience. Like, the welcome of the London and Britain, like LGFA, was crazy. They train to play 15-a-side all year round. Most of them are Irish as well, so they're very physical, and most of us weren't really used to that. The club was really proud that we managed that with the Paris-Bordeaux team. Like,
so the sport obviously big in this 30-year-old club, but what is happening elsewhere in France?
So France, I suppose, is now one of the biggest hubs for Gaelic games outside of Ireland. They've got over 1,300 registered players across the country, Pat. That's up about, I think, about 13% from last year, so it's still climbing. But last weekend, actually, Brest hosted the biggest ever French GAA finals. 47 teams, 670 players, 12 women's teams and 35 men's teams. They were also the youth finals in Rennes as well, 130 children playing. So a new generation in France finding out about Gaelic games. And Brest as well, where they hosted the finals. So many teams from Brittany were there, and a lot of them with Celtic roots. But a lot of them have no Irish connections, really, whether it's family, they have no Irish parents. They're learning about Gaelic games in school, which is really interesting. And it's on the school curriculum as well for PE. So it's quite funny when you meet some of them. They've not really got much of an idea where you come from, but they have such a connection with you through sport as well. But those tournaments have kind of been a real powerful image for the Gaelic Games in Europe as well. And the governing body have really kind of grown it as well. So the French ambassador to Ireland was in attendance at that tournament, Niall Burgess, on the occasion at the weekend as well. So things are flying for the French.
Great stuff. A very interesting story. 30 years old, that Paris Gaels in Paris celebrating, and elsewhere in France, the game is flying. Absolutely. Oisin Coyne, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.